Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Barbadians have long held a deep appreciation for the infectious rhythms and thought-provoking lyricism of Trinidadian calypso. From the early days of the genre, the island's music lovers have embraced the witty storytelling and sharp social commentary that define the calypso culture. That is why, on this day, March 25, 1952, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported that anticipation was rife and swept across the island when a few days earlier, a troupe of five of Trinidad's most celebrated calypsonians had arrived to the island aboard the SS Lady Nelson. This ensemble was spearheaded by the 1951 Calypso King Small Island Pride, who was no stranger to Barbados, having graced the island stages in previous years. He was accompanied by the newly crowned 1952 Calypso Monarch, Lord Sir Galba, who it was said had captivated Trinidadian audiences with the politically charged composition Butler Marching to Government House. Also joining the tour was Mighty Zebra, who placed second in the 1952 competition, alongside the revered Mighty Viking, the Calypso King of 1949, and the so-called comedy king of the Calypso ring, the Mighty Spoiler. According to the Advocate, these Calypsonians were ready to ignite local stages with the same spirit and vibrancy that electrified the 1952 carnival season. And as Small Island Pride put it, made it the best carnival for many years. He said, quote, "There were many hot tunes, plenty of road marches, and a great number of visitors. The visitors played mass and enjoyed the carnival just as the Trinidadians had done. The costumes were the most colorful in Trinidad's history," unquote. Their performances promised to transport audiences straight to the heart of Port of Spain's revelry and offer Barbadians a front row seat to the best of Trinidadian musical artistry. Some of the outstanding calypsos at the carnival were Small Island Pride's How to Make Love with a St. Lucian Girl and No Beef for Credit, Mighty Zebra's Bad Program on Radio Trinidad and Beware of Monkey, Bad Monkey, Lord Sir Galba's The Englishman Diplomacy and I Want Communism Explained to Me, Mighty Viking's The Landlords with Their Leaking Houses and Cavalcade on Calypso, and Mighty Spoiler's This English Language is Trouble and The Breadfruit Laws of St. Vincent. The five Calypsonians intended to spend about 2 weeks in Barbados before setting sail for Aruba, where they would continue their musical odyssey. Their journey was then set to proceed to British Guiana, where they were scheduled for an extended three-month stay before making their return to Trinidad in preparation for the 1953 carnival season. This was reported in an article published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, March 25, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.